And on KBRB, we continue to preview the fall sports season, and we are joined on the phone lines by coach of the West Hole Husky football team, Andy Osborne, as the Huskies get ready to take on the Ainsworth Bulldogs this Friday to open the 2026 fall season. Andy, good to hear from you, and let's talk about how the Huskies look in the preseason so far.
We've got predominantly, I would say, younger. Our bigger class is sophomores this year, which is good because we're having a lot of competition at every position and seeing some change-ups and things. So that's something we haven't had to deal with in years past. We've kind of been set in stone with who our guys are, and this year we're seeing that competition that we like to see.
Well, you certainly talk about that sophomore class, and one of the leaders out of that class who started a year ago as a freshman up front, Grant Posnicker. I'm sure you're expecting big things out of him in his sophomore campaign.
Yeah. Grant he made himself known last year, and we had him at tight end last year, and he was a go-to reach blocker on the end for us. So that was great to have him when we're trying to hit the outside game and things like that. So
we'll talk about who else you see filling spots on the line and up front.
Really, we've got a lot of kids back on the line itself. Like our seniors, it depends on what kind of offense you're running. I guess we've got, last year we had Jamison Slaymaker and Ezra Scholes at fullback. Which, if you saw our offense last year, fullback did a lot of blocking. But we returned Cash Jockins at center, and Dominic Ogden was a guard for us. And A.J. Pospisil did a lot on the defensive side, and he's showing that he can do things on the offensive side too. So we're happy to have as many guys back as we can.
Well, I know you graduated a good one in Merrick Dvorak out of the backfield, and have heard that potentially had an injury there from somebody who you were expecting to play a big role. But let's talk about what things are looking like from the skill positions.
Injury that you're talking about was, of course, Brody Gallion. Had a injury last year, non-football related, and getting that healed up, and we got to see him at the end of the year. Or at the end of the season last year. This year he's taken the time to get that fixed and get everything done the right way, I guess. If you follow track at all, you know who Brody is, and he's taken the time to make sure everything's done properly, and that's really what's going to be best for his body. So we're disappointed, but it's also, we want him to be at his best too. Other skill positions, last year we had Gabe Monasterio as our quarterback. He was a sophomore. He's back this year, and we'll be using him around the skill positions there. Other names you might have known from or might have heard last year with some receivers was Carter Wetlaufer. I have to think there's a few Wetlaufers, so I always end up calling him by one of his brother's names.
I do too. A lot of times calling game.
Yep. He did some tight end for us, and he has a knack for just snagging a ball out of the air. So we're happy to have him. And we're flirting around with another sophomore this year, so you might get to see another familiar name, Brody's little brother, Blake. So Blake Gallion should see some time for us this year as a sophomore.
Well, the kids got a chance to get back into that 8-man ranks last year, and you played a lot of competitive ball games. Talk about defensively kind of what your plans are with the group you have coming back.
Well, defensively, I think up front, we really were happy with the way these guys played last year, so we're pressing them to make sure that they build on what they've done and continue to get better. That's kind of been a not a theme necessarily, but something that we've preached about this year is continually making yourselves better, working to get better. Up front, though, defensively, we should have some returners there that can perform, I guess. And obviously, we will find out when we get to Friday nights. Scheme-wise, I think we're sound in what we have, and we're fortunate to have some kids that have been around it for a while, at least. So, especially an eight-man, if you're trying to defend things, an eight-man, it is an offensive point-scoring game, hopefully, and I think we've got kids that understand coverages and understand what they're looking at, and we can try to prevent that scoring from happening as much as possible.
Well, you get the Ainsworth Bulldogs out of the gate, played Ainsworth last year in a very close game. You were able to win on the road. And, you know, you look up and down the schedule, you've got a couple of good quality teams that were back from runs in the playoffs last year, I think, to that road trip in Crofton and in the districts that you have coming up. But, you know, you've got some, I think, what's there going to be a lot of kind of evenly matched games for your team this year.
Yeah, that was kind of where we were last year. We had games that were we had two overtime games. One was a fourth overtime game, and the majority of our games were one score or less, win or lose, unfortunately. And we got the joy of the win and the pain of the defeat too.
Yeah.
I'd say like this Friday. Actually, one of the different things, I guess, is with Coach Wade Alberts taking over there, you never know what you're going to get. So that's been exciting as far as preparing, and we're trying to make sure we're ready for whatever he's going to throw at us too. So,
well, wish you the best of luck, Andy, and I think we've got 7 of the 9 Husky games on our schedule to broadcast this year, so we'll be seeing a lot of you and your crew. So we'll catch up Friday after the ball game, and best of luck on the season.
Yeah, thank you guys for your coverage, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
That is Coach Andy Osborne of the West Holt Husky football team on KBRB as we continue to preview the 2026 fall sports season.